This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is Friday of the British Open, and it is the final day before college football season. I think we can officially say that when the Big 12 media days begin on Monday, Doug and Danny live from Kansas City, we will have the start of the college football season, and the talk won't stop until the Huskers go to Colorado, play Colorado, and then we'll see if they're in a bowl game or not. And we'll be talking with a special roundtable today. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com and, of course, the Husker Sports Network is going to join us. Terry Douglas, sports editor of the Grand Island Independent. And, of course, Husker beat writer Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star among our host of Husker Talkers. We will have them in our second segment today. We're going to talk about the Nebraska Senior Games in just a moment. Mandy Mollering is in to talk about that. She brought a very special guest today as well for that. But I am here, Derek is here, but where's the large man? And I am not referring to Santa Claus. Derek, I can only assume with Daddy not in studio, it's come full circle. Today is the 12th and final preview of a Big 12 team. We saved the Huskers for today. He hates the Huskers.
He does. I think we should switch and just start calling him the pessimist. Yep. He doesn't show up on the day we're going to do the Huskers. He's here every other day. He's all, let's do Big 12 football, and then he's not here today.
He loves Baylor. He hates the Huskers.
There is more room in the studio.
He does not want to see Bo Pelini succeed, evidently.
He doesn't. I don't know what the deal is.
He'll probably show up in Kansas City. He'll probably be hobnobbing with the Huskers there. It'll all be great. Ooh, go Huskers, yay! But no, is he here today? No. No. And normally I would say maybe he was out training for the senior games, but he's got a couple years left to go before he gets to that point. But we've got all that coming on. We're going to have a lot of Husker talk. And so if you have any questions for the guys that are going to be joining us in the second segment, you can email the Debt Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's update you on the British Open before we get in to our first interview of the day. Greg Norman, are you kidding me? This is perfect. Eligible for the senior games at 53, and he is leading the British Open back-to-back par 70s. He is even and has a one-shot lead over Camilo Villegas, who has the low round of the tournament. 8 birdies today, including 5 birdies on the last 5 holes to shoot 65. He is in the clubhouse at 1 over, and everybody that's on the course, worse than that. Some folks that are at 2 over in the clubhouse, co-first-round leaders Rocco Mediate, Graham McDowell, also Jim Furyk, Robert Allenby, and the guy you never heard of, Alexander Noren, who shot par today. Mike Weir, 3 over on the 8th, and on and on and on. David Duval is even through 7, so he is also at 3 over today. But anybody that's in the clubhouse today at 3 or 4 over is going to have a shot come the weekend. But, Derek, Greg Norman, are you kidding me?
I didn't see this coming either. 70-70, 53, playing in a field of mostly younger guys, and did a great job out there today. Camilo Villegas, can't believe the 65 there. They're talking about really bad weather coming around tomorrow, though. They're talking about some gale-force winds up to 40 mile an hour, so I'm sure they got to put up some scores today because I think we're going to see those scores balloon a little bit tomorrow.
And they've been talking, they got to be thinking, what have we been playing in? But, yeah, worse tomorrow, maybe better Sunday. But tomorrow, it almost, what was it, 5 years ago in 2002, 2003, when Tiger threw up the 81 there on Saturday. So we'll keep you updated. We'll check that again in just a little bit. But right now, we're pleased to welcome into the studios to talk about the Nebraska Senior Games, Mandy Mollering. And again, this has been going on in Kearney for how many years?
This is the 19th year, so it's been in Kearney all 19 years. So we've got a good hold on this.
Tell everybody right off the top here, because I want to touch on it a couple of times, when it is and who's eligible for this.
The senior games are August 7th through the 10th. So we go Thursday through Sunday, and there's different events on each day. And if you are 50 and older, you are eligible. If you have played a sport in the past, but you aren't really playing it now, or something you're playing right now, or something you want to try, come on out. It's a great time. People are learning any sport. They're learning. So it's really for anybody, and so we encourage anybody, if you're 15 and older, come on out.
So we still have a few weeks to go, but we want to get you signed up before the deadline. When is the deadline, and how do they get signed up?
The deadline is July 23rd, and they can sign up. They can go to our website, NebraskaSeniorGames.com. They can pull off an entry form there, or they can call our offices, the Kearney Park and Rec offices, at 237-4644, and we can either try to fax them an entry form, or we can mail them one out.
Because I know some of these seniors that we don't know how to run a computer.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't have a clue what a computer is. You have brought a special guest today. Does he know how to run a computer?
I think so. Yes, as you said, he's a very special guest. One of my personal favorite athletes that we have. And he happens to be my dad.
What are you doing, Dad?
Huh? I'm just here. Following the daughter.
Now, you have told me before we got on here live today that you have entered quite a few events, and I think this is maybe the big thing that we want to touch on. We touched on it the last couple times that Manny's been in. We've talked about this. You're not trying to break a state record in any of these events. You're trying to compete and have fun and meet people. And I know one of the reasons you're in is because your daughter prodded you to get in and got you in shape again. But it's also going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just got in on an event every day, one or a couple every day. So I'm doing something all 4 days. And I actually got in 7 events, and they're all fun.
Tell the folks just a few of the, or all of them, whatever, some of the events that you are in, just to let the folks know what kind of events, because it's all over the board here what you're competing in. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in badminton, bowling, the wellness walk, softball throw, 100-yard dash, the golf and stuff. That's the ones I can remember
and
marking
Manny,
down.
Manny, there's a lot of events. You've added a 10K run, and I already heard Daddy groan when I said that. You've added a 10K run, but there is something for everybody. I'm looking at cycling. There's archery. Mm-hmm. There's inside. There's outside. You have popular sports. You have sports that still need to kind of get growing. Where do you want to attack here?
Well, you know, the biggest, most popular sports we have are track and field, obviously, because we have a wide range of things people can do. We have some athletes that will come and just do one, the 100-meter dash, but then some will come and do all the events. Bowling is one of our biggest events, so that's something anybody can do from any league in the state or surrounding states. We also have horseshoes and, like you said, cycling. We have 3-on-3 basketball, so that's pretty popular, and then free throw and hot shot. So those are fun ones that anybody can be in. But like I said earlier, if it's just something you've done in the past or something you're trying to get into, this is a fun way to see where you're at compared to other people and just have a good time.
You've got disc golf too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's my personal challenge because I you know, it looks like fun. I'm not good. I haven't played for quite a while. And thank God I don't have to get into the senior games quite yet, because I would
I expect you to when you can, though.
I would get crushed, by the way. Somebody has to step up and beat Tom McCann in disc golf this year. Because then he shows off all these gold medals and all these wins he has when it comes time after this. And he is like, he brought the kids back from Maine and the coaches back for their wrestling exchange. The first thing they did, disc golf.
You
I said,
bet.
Yeah, you have to show your superiority. So sign up for disc golf.
Uh-huh.
Beat Tom McCann. Doug and Daddy t-shirts for everybody. I'm sure that's a big incentive for everybody that beats Tom McCann.
That's the challenge.
In disc golf. And this isn't just local. You try to get a lot of local people, but you have people coming in from all over the state and some from out of state as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially this year, it's a qualifying year for nationals. So next year, the nationals are in Palo Alto, California, which is right by San Francisco. So we do have a lot of out-of-state people come. Traditionally, we have a couple that comes all the way from New Jersey, and I love them because they don't have any family or any ties here except for the senior games. So they come down here. They love the people. We get a lot of Colorado, a lot of Kansas. Basically, I think people just like coming to Nebraska. I really do. They just say how much they like the town, how much they like all the volunteers and workers. So if you're new to Kearney or new to the area, it's a good way to meet some people.
Who wouldn't want to come to Kearney?
I know.
It's hosted so many great events, and this is one that's been going on maybe longer than some of the things that we've been talking about with the college or the event center. And I think that's an interesting, I want to touch on the volunteers, but that's an interesting point. To get more people in, call your friends, call your buddies. You know what? You play golf in a tournament in Omaha or Lincoln or Scottsbluff, tell them to come in. Get in a couple of events. They still have plenty of time to do that. I mean, we still got a week or so to get that done, so you got a big weekend come up. Call these folks, have them come in.
Yep, you're right. And that's really what it is. If you're nervous because you don't know anybody, that's exactly right. You know, if you want to, you can try to find somebody in your same age group. So then when you go out there, that's the person you're competing against to be a little more comfortable. But you're right. You know, it's fun. You're with your friends. It's just something to do and to get a little exercise, which never hurts, and have fun.
And there are different age groups, all the way from 50 up to 90, whatever.
Yeah, 100 plus is the highest. I think the highest or the oldest athlete we have ever had was 89, I believe. And we've got a woman that's from Fremont that I think she's injured this year, but last year she was 85, and she came and signed up for a lot of things. So I don't give a lot of excuses for those 50-year-olds that say they've got too many injuries, because I know some 80-year-olds that are still out here participating.
Gary, you nervous about this at all?
No. I love it. Go and meet the new people and stuff. Everybody there is really friendly. They love to talk to people and meet you.
I'm guessing maybe you're with your daughter organizing and being the head of this with all these great volunteers. You're going to be kind of a twofold. You're going to be a liaison and trying to find out, you know, they're not going to know your connection. What can we do better? What do you like? What are some of the things that we can be doing to make this event even better?
She's handed me things to hand out and stuff to all the other senior Olympic people. And wherever I can help, I'd love to help her.
Manny, I'm guessing some of the same people that competed in the Community Olympics here about a month ago would be perfect to volunteer and help out for this, because you're going to have not all the same events, some of the same events, and knowledgeable people helping and volunteering makes everything better. If you still need some volunteers, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can give me a call at the Park and Rec offices. Just ask for Mandy. They can volunteer for any event. So if if their favorite sport is golf, they can be out there helping with that. So anything you're interested in, if you want to help, it, like I've said before, it's a great time. You can even maybe scope out the competition if you're turning 50 the next year. Give us a call down at the office. Again, our number is 237-4644, and we'll get you set up with something.
Everything's on the website. Hit that one more time.
NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Everything's on there. Entry forms, all the events, anything you would possibly want to know about the Nebraska Senior Games is on there. You've got a lot of great sponsors that help you put this on. And, of course, you can qualify for Nationals, and Nationals is next year, so it's not like something you turn around and next month you got a plan that you're going. And you know what? If you qualify and don't want to go, that's fine. Don't let that deter. But you could go to Palo Alto, California.
I know. And I'm hoping Mom and Dad, they qualify. I might have to follow and be a little cheerleader.
Speaking to the Park and Rec Department, this would be a great way to find out how to expand the event here. We'll send you out, maybe.
There you go. I like it.
On their dollar. Manny, anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to let the people know about?
You know, we're doing good. Our entries, the number of entries we had are really good, so we've got a lot of people coming in. So if you want to add to that, we'd love to have you.
And again, competitive, non-competitive, it's all competitive, but that doesn't mean we're out here cutthroat and all that. We're out there to have fun.
Exactly.
And so if you're, if you like to drink a beer and throw horseshoes on the weekend, this is a perfect, come on down, throw horseshoes. You know, if you like to smack the tennis ball around, but you're not Jimmy Connors or you're not, any of the greats, come on down. It's all there for you. So many events, whether it's running, whether it's inside, whether it's outside, just check out the website, and they've got so many more. You have some flyers around, possibly, or should they just contact you at the office?
Yeah, there are some flyers at various businesses around town. We tried to give them to the YMCA, any fitness facilities. But again, if you can't find one or you're in a different town where we don't maybe can't find one, our website, like you said, has everything on it. So just go there and you can check it out.
Well, gang, we appreciate you coming in as always. Don't die, Gary, on me. Will anybody be taking photos of you? That's what I want to know.
The wife will.
We will make sure. And again, sign up for disc golf, beat Tom McCann, win a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. That's all there is to it. Beat Tom McCann. Mandy, Gary, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
The Nebraska Senior Games, NebraskaSeniorGames.com. You can find out more information about that, and we want to get you signed up. It's coming up again August 7th through the 10th. That does start Thursday. There's a few events on that Thursday night. I think we start with track, and there's a couple of other events. Most of them are Friday and Saturday, and we can get you out of here. Sunday morning, there's a few. I think the cycling or maybe a run goes on there.
Yep.
So plenty of it going on. Check it out. All the information there. And, again, the deadline is July 31st. Or 23rd. July 23rd, excuse me. July 23rd. Yikes! We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk Husker football. Gary, Huskers, before we get out of here, start us off today. Your thoughts, what are we? Everybody says, Doug, what are we going to do? What kind of a record, Doug and Daddy? What kind of a record?
I think they'll have 10 wins at least this year.
Ooh.
Wow.
Confidence.
See, we made it through the whole interview without you snipping from the bottle here, and then look what you do. Well, confidence, that's what we like to have. If you would like to compete against Senile Gary at the senior Games, check it out. We will be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy
Show. It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Just like you pull in, dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live kino, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
For more Kansas City Royals baseball excitement of the second half of the season, keep it right here on ESPN Radio.
Ball one here to Buck. John, on his birthday, had loved to drive in what would prove to be the winning run. Here's the pitch. He belts one to left field. Down the line. It is a home run. It hit the foul pole. Happy birthday, John Buck. It's a three-run homer.
All the excitement of Royals baseball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see more clouds and some occasional sunshine across the area today, along with a chance for some redeveloping showers and storms. High temperatures will stay up around 80 with an east wind of 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see scattered shower and storm activity with lows of 63, up to 94 for high Saturday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a moment, Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Terry Douglas, Husker Roundtable. The final day of our Big 12 football preview. We've hit the 11 other schools. Now we get to the one that counts, Nebraska, and we'll talk with those gentlemen here in just a moment. Also, don't forget, kids have reported to Shrine Camp for the 50th anniversary of the Shrine Bowl, which is coming up a week from Saturday, July 26th, the Shrine Bowl going on in Lincoln. And, of course, Jeff Tomlin from Grand Island, one of the head coaches. We'll be talking more about that as we get closer to the Shrine when we get back from Kansas City. A lot of area kids competing as well in the Shrine Bowl. We remind you that in between the storms, hopefully you can get out and enjoy this summer weather. And if you need to work on your golf game, the only place to do it is the Kearney Golf Center, located across from UNK's Health and Sports Center on Highway 30, just south across the street. Kevin Camrath has been there 19 years in the business, over 7,000 lessons. Come in. If you need a lesson, he'd love to help you out, make your game better. Man, woman, child, groups. You got some gals at work that want to come in, three or four of you. Kevin will have you on. You got some guys that are getting ready for a trip. You want to brush up on what you need. Head on out there. Putting green, 8 target greens to shoot out. They're moving them around all the time so you can work on your short game. You can work on your mid-irons, whatever you need. And if you need some new equipment, Kevin can custom build exactly what you need. If you're swinging with golf clubs that are too big, too short, too old, he can help you. He can repair them if they need repairing. 234-6543. 234-6543. The Kearney Golf Center. Stop by and see them today. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We've been telling you about some junior football to sign up. We want to remind you that the Junior Football League of Kearney, sponsored by Hogan Sporting Goods, is in the final week of registration for the upcoming season. All players entering grades 4 through 7 who are interested, contact Matt Pulaski, 233-3276. You need to do that before July 25th. Skill assessments will be July 27th and 28th at West Lincoln Way, with practice starting on August the 19th for the Junior Football League of Kearney. Again, that's open to kids grades 4 through 7, entering grades 4 through 7. Contact Matt, 233-3276. 233-3276. American Legion baseball is underway, and a good day yesterday out in Scotts Bluff for Kearney and Hastings. Kearney Post 52, the defending Class A junior state champions. They are a winner over Scotts Bluff 10-3. And for Hastings, they pick up a win as well by a final score of 4-1. Well, coming up in just a moment, we've got a bunch of sports to talk about in the last segment, but we're going to take an extended period of time, and we're going to talk with Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, and Terry Douglas, Husker Roundtable, and it's right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game. Packed the bags. We're going to make it a weekend.
Oh, no. What about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for you. Going out of town for the day or for the week, with daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Doug and Daddy Show, minus the Daddy today, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, Daddy, of course, not in studio today because, well, you know, he hates Husker football.
12 days, 12 schools, one title, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It is the 12th and final day of our Big 12 preview, and we've saved, hopefully, the best for last. I know Obviously, Husker fans want to hear about Husker football before we head to Kansas City for our two-hour shows Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from Big 12 Media Days. And we are pleased to join the Doug and Daddy Roundtable discussion today. Some of our favorite folks, the sports editor of the Grand Island Independent, Terry Douglas, Sean Callahan of the Husker Sports Network, and, of course, HuskersIllustrated.com, and the guru of the Lincoln Journal Star, Steve Sipple. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Doug.
Well, let's start off with the first question I want to ask, and I'll start with Terry, and then we'll go to Sean and then to Steve. You're getting ready. The Huskers are up on Monday. What's the one thing you want to know that you don't know already Monday when you enter those press conferences, Terry?
Man, have we hashed that out already? Is there anything that we can possibly think of? Is anybody going to press Joe Gans for the starting quarterback job? I mean, I can't think of anything that's new at this point. It seems like with spring practice and ever since Bo arrived, I think it's going to be maybe just a lot of rehash. Maybe the other guys have some stuff they're curious about.
Sean, what do you want to know Monday?
Well, I just think, can Bo get this defense believing? And I think they've got a pretty good stretch of games. Those first three games will allow this defense to get some swagger, get some confidence before they go in that bye week in the Virginia Tech game. So I think that's the big question of this season. We know the offense has capability to put points on the board, but the questions are with the linebackers, the pass rush, the secondary, can Bo get these guys playing at a competitive level and get them believing that they can go into these big games in the Big 12 and compete?
Steve Sipple, what do you want to find out first thing on Monday morning?
I'm with Terry a little bit on so much as, his availability and with the Nebraska media has been so good that there's no huge questions, but I will be interested to see what his demeanor likes, how he projects confidence wise, just how he handles himself and the first, it's the first time he's done this first go round. And I guess I'm just more interested in his demeanor than anything he might have to say. Although Bo can, he's very blunt. He's refreshingly honest. He's not real good at the political correctness game. Not yet, anyway. So, he might drop a few nuggets that would be pretty good.
I was going to say, Sip, if we get a chance, this might be the first and only time that after he goes through this, he may be a little more guarded. We may actually get something on Monday.
Yeah, I think you're kind of being a little facetious, but I think there's also an element of truth to that. Coaches, as they get older, well, it's kind of funny. I think young coaches can be awfully outspoken and say some things, and that usually lasts into their 40s or 50s, and then they tighten up a little bit, and then as they get into their 60s, then they start loosening up again. So hopefully we're getting him at a good time.
Sean Callahan, Terry Douglas, Steve Sipple joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean might have to step out early because he's got another interview request with the boys at Texas Tech. Let's start there then, Sean. Texas Tech is everybody's darling team. That's what I heard, yet they're picked third in the South. Are you drinking the Red Raider Kool-Aid?
I picked them second, and, that was a close vote. I think 2 points separated them from second and third on that preseason poll. Surprisingly, Texas got 2 first-place votes of the 51 media members that voted. But I really like the makeup of Mike Leach's squad. I mean, they have 10 of 11 starters back on offense. Their defensive line is probably the best they've ever had since he's been there. The really only question they have is can they get another corner to match up with Jamar Wall? They have probably one of the best corners, if not the best corner in the league, in Jamar Wall. They just need to find another DB to go with them out there. But I think Tech's a 10-2 type team if they play to potential. I mean, they're going to breeze through their non-conference games, and Oklahoma and Texas will be their 2 tough games in the Big 12.
Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent. You mentioned a little bit about the quarterback race. Marlon Lucky was the only player preseason all-conference. Should that be concern for fans, or should we think that maybe everybody thinks Missouri and Oklahoma are just too good?
Right. When you look at these things, a lot of times you're basing things off of last year, and when you talk about Texas Tech, Mike Leach was quick to point out last year, just because you haven't heard of some of these guys doesn't mean that people don't have people waiting in the wings that are good players. So, you know, I don't think that's a lot to look at. You know, you're just looking at the guys from last year and who put up numbers. And obviously Marlon Lucky is one of those type of guys. But, you know, who's to say there aren't other players that could develop and maybe not be, you know, first team all Big 12 players, but can certainly be significant players. And so you take those things with a huge grain of salt, you know, just like you do the preseason picks with the teams. I mean, you know, the media record is decent as far as picking teams in the Big 12 going back to the beginning of the league, but certainly not perfect.
Guys, let's get it right out there. I know you all sent in ballots. Terry, where did you put Nebraska in the North?
I've got Nebraska third in the North, obviously behind Missouri and Kansas. And I think, you know, Colorado and Nebraska are real close. The swing vote, I think, just goes to Nebraska hosting Colorado at the end there.
Sean, where are the Huskers at in the North?
I put them third. I think you have to. I mean, you can't really just put them second. I mean, I think they have the potential to be second. But if you're doing this unbiasedly with an open mind and just really, you know, based in the body of work of last year, I don't think you could put them over Kansas, even though I think the schedule might put Kansas back down to reality this year and probably be more like an 8-4 type team.
I want to touch on that in a moment, too, because I think, Sip, where did you have the Huskers? And then I'll come back to the other point.
Third. I mean, just like Terry and Sean. Well, more like Terry, I guess, just edge in Colorado. That's a tough call. I mean, I think they're both 4-4 type teams. I think Kansas is a 5-3 team. I really believe that Missouri is head and shoulders above anybody in the North.
Since we've had the opportunity, which has only been a couple of years, to get a ballot, fill it out, and send it back in, the way I do it, and then I see if Daddy agrees, and then we send it in, I look at the schedule, I scan it down, I say, okay, win-win, loss-loss. The last couple, 3 years, I thought it was pretty easy. This year, it's going to be an exciting time in the Big 12, except I think when you play Oklahoma. I think there's so many jumbled up. And I've said 7-5 the day Bo Pelini was hired. And I went through and I said, well, if Nebraska's 3-1, and I went through the schedule, 4-4 in the Big 12 is a definite possibility. That puts them at 7-5. I put them second. I don't think Kansas is going to be near as good as they were. I think Nebraska can win that game. I had it Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Iowa State, K-State. Simple, tell me why I'm a moron.
What?
I mean, from that point.
Well, I mean, you make a good point about Kansas. They will back up. It's just a question. They'll back up considerably. The thing about them, though, well, I'll tell you why you probably need to rethink this. Kansas may be better than they were last year, talent-wise. They might. You could make an argument that they will be better than they were last year. Now, their schedule, yeah, it's better, but I don't know. I still see them as 5-3.
I mean, they lost their two starting offensive tackles.
And
they lost their two starting
defensive
tackles. They lost the first-round draft pick cornerback, their tight end.
Hold on, guys. Sean and Sip can't hear each other, so let's Sip finish, and then I'm going to go back to Sean. Go ahead, Sip.
I just think Kansas is a 5-3 team, and I think Nebraska would do well to get to 4-4.
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
You know, I think when you look at Kansas, though, they lost their two starting offensive tackles. They lost their two starting defensive tackles. Their cornerback was drafted in the first round. They had a tight end drafted. They had a receiver drafted. I mean, that's a lot of talent that they lost from last
year. Well, yeah, you can say that about every team. Every team loses a lot of talent. You look at what they got.
But that means for Kansas, that's as much drafted talent as they've ever had. They're going to be relying on a junior college running back. He was the National Junior College Player of the Year to step in and be the running back. So they've got some major questions. When you have a 5'11" quarterback, you better have some good tackles to protect him. And when you have a guy like Anthony Collins leave, I mean, that's some big bodies and good linemen they've had the last couple years. When you look at the number of linemen, I think their two starting tackles had a combined 68 starts the last few years at Kansas.
I noticed Terry Douglas doing the right thing. Four kids and a wife at home. He knows when to step the hell out the way.
That's right. You know, I will. What I will say about Kansas is you can break down the Jayhawks all you want and who they got back and who they don't. But when you look at last year's Big 12 schedule, I believe with no Oklahoma and no Texas, and this year, you know, playing at Oklahoma and hosting Texas on November 15th, I mean, there's a big swing right there in your schedule automatically. I mean, I think, you know, the Jayhawks are a good team, but they would do well to split those games.
Sean, I know you're going to have to get out of here in a minute, so I want to throw one more at you before you might have to sneak out of here. Okay, Nebraska goes down. Bo's supposed to get everybody fired up. How much talent does this team have? Is that the biggest question? We've debated that here. Did Bill Callahan and the staff actually bring in talent and didn't know how to coach it, or are we really no talent, no coaching coming out of last year?
What? Definitely talent on the offense, but on the defense, they mis-recruited in areas and relied on a lot of junior college guys, so there just wasn't that much depth. Well, and that's a Lubbock, Texas beat, but I think on offense there is talent, but defense is where kind of the questions were.
Sean, we'll let you get out of here. I sure appreciate it. We'll catch you in Kansas City. Sean Callahan joining us. We've also got Steve Sipple, Terry Douglas. They don't have quite as much to do as that high-paid guy does. Hey, got a question here from the Dent Popper inbox. Sip, I think you told me you kind of knew what the answer was to this. Wants to know what Kevin Cosgrove and Bill Bush are up to if they have new jobs off last year's staff.
Well, Kevin Cosgrove, as you know, Doug, is moving back to Wisconsin, and he'll volunteer at a Madison High School, kind of a volunteer coach, and also do some consulting work. Bill Bush is not working at a Division I school. I don't know that he's coaching at all at this point. He interviewed for a non-coaching job at Oklahoma State. But I don't think that he has gotten a job with a major college program at this point. Not a coaching job, anyway.
Terry, we're going to have to look at some players, to maybe some new kids, and we got a little bit of that in spring ball, and one of them was from our backyard. And they have Todd and Tyler in Omaha, and we're looking for Todd and Tyler in Lincoln with Todd Peterson and Tyler Wortman. But really, this is somewhat of a surprise, Tyler Wortman, at least to the general Husker fan. Where'd this kid come from? Talk about these two kids and the impact that they're going to have if Nebraska is going to be a better football team.
Right, you know, two guys coming out of Grand Island Central Catholic who you know, were kind of maybe in the same boat starting out as far as being walk-on guys, and then who had completely different paths to where they are now. You know, Todd Peterson obviously kind of breaking onto the scene earlier. You know, he was a very intelligent player, obviously, who could, you know, run every position and run all the routes, and that led to some quick playing time. And then you have a guy like Tyler Wortman, also a very intelligent player, but just been absolutely buried in that math of linebackers that they had and didn't see the light of day until some injury situations cropped up last year. And, you know, he's just been a guy that has stuck with it. He had a major leg injury, you know, similar to actually what Matt Herrien had in his first year at Nebraska, but battled back and hung in there. And, you know, finally this year it looks like it might pay off, and he could be a significant contributor there and very possibly a starter.
We're talking Big 12 football. Huskers today on this final day. We've looked at the other 11. Terry Douglas of the Grand Island Independent, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated had to step aside for another interview. And so, Sip, I ask you this. Who is the player that we didn't – I mean, who's going to make an immediate impact that's just coming into the program this year?
Oh, that's a tough call. I'm thinking about – I don't have the roster in front of me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I look at it. I mean, I guess the guy you think of maybe immediately is Steinkuhler, and I don't think they've decided at this point even what side of the ball he'll be on. That's the guy I'd probably look at, especially if they try to make him a defensive lineman. They need help up front, and he might be a guy that you look at, Baker Steinkuhler, as a guy that could. I don't think you'll see him in the starting lineup, but he could play some pretty quality minutes in that interior defensive line. Now, if they choose to play him on offense, I imagine he'll redshirt. But that's the guy I'd probably finger.
Sip, how concerned should Husker fans, or how happy should they be, or how should we care about Cody Green and Kerry Cooper right now, considering all that's happened in that recruiting world the last 3-4 years?
Yeah, I know. I'm always on that anti-recruiting rant most of the time. But at the end of the day, recruiting is obviously huge, and you have to get the marquee players. Cody Green, I don't know. I do think that that's a huge score for them. I really do. I think he's a signature type recruit. You know, he's the kind of guy, just partly because of the nature of the position, but also because of his talent, that you do build a class around. I think getting a quarterback, you know, they're only going to recruit one, it looks like. They got the guy they want, so that I think that's pretty big. Kyrie Cooper, you know, I mean, they have some depth at receiver. It'd be nice to have him, but I don't know that he's a guy that you'd look at getting more than 12 to 14 catches if he plays at all. So, you know, that's something to watch, but I don't know. I never, true freshman or true freshman, and I don't get too caught up in all that recruiting stuff, to be honest.
Terry, the Big 12 as a whole, there are a lot of new coaches coming into this league. How do you see that impacting the way that we talked a little bit about maybe the parity from 10 of the teams or 8 of the teams in the Big 12? How do you see that impacting football this year?
Well, you see, you know, the new coaches obviously are ones that are coming from a down position. And, you know, you look at Baylor with Art Briles coming in, with Houston, a proven track record of success there as far as, you know, turning a team around that, had very little success. But at the same time, you know, that's a real difficult situation. Obviously he faces a bigger challenge than maybe even, you know, what Bo does at Nebraska. So, I don't look for the major impact right away out of some of those new incoming guys. But, you know, I just think that the league just seems to be in a situation. I think it's going to probably be on an up cycle. I think, you know, the Big 12 is disappointed from time to time, you know, over the last, several years. But I look for it to be an up cycle. And, you know, a lot of that maybe has to do with just, a lot of the returning quarterback talent. You can a lot of times break it down to that and the experience at the quarterback position that's returning in the league. And there is a lot of that.
Terry, what'd you predict? I don't have your prediction in front of me. I apologize. What do you have? All Husker fans seem to want to care about is a record. What do you got?
Let's see. I believe I had 8-5 with a bowl victory. I think that a lot of us are just guilty of looking at the schedule, and it's hard to take that old-time Nebraska mentality where you look at it and you say, you know, Western Michigan, win. You know, you go down the line, Iowa State on the road, win. You know, not all these games are gimme games for Nebraska anymore. And so I think that I say 8-5, but I would say that that's probably looking at it in an optimistic a sense. You know, if they don't get the momentum that I'm sure that everyone around these parts is hoping they get from that early stretch at home, you know, things could be significantly south of that.
Sip, your prediction at the moment?
Just like Terry, I think they're 7-5 regular season team. And then, you know, you don't know what bowl they'll get in, but I'll give them a bowl win. They used to be a good bowl team when they played in them.
Wow.
Sorry about that. But listen, there's some huge games early. I mean, that first game will be difficult. I really believe that. And that'll be huge. I think the next two are fairly easy. But, you know, then the game against Virginia Tech will tell a lot about where this team's going to go, and that's the game I'll really be looking at. I think you'll get a very good idea at that point.
Well, I can't believe, I mean, just how Husker fans are, I understand that, but the day that Bo Pelini, we knew he was the coach, and Big Daddy was at the top of the heap, just massacring me when I said 7-5 would probably be a pretty good record, and that's what we were hoping for. And I hope they're 11-0, they're 12-0, they win the national title just like everybody else. But now that everybody else is starting to say 7-5, 6-6, and boy, if you had a miracle year, coach of the year, if 8-4, and they keep throwing out, as long as we don't get blown out, as long as we don't get blown out. All right, Sip, can attitude alone keep Nebraska from getting blown out?
Well, not necessarily. I think that obviously that's going to help. Now, I mean, the attitude in the program on a daily basis, I think it just wasn't where it needed to be in the last couple of years, last year obviously. And that will improve, and it'll help on defense. You saw what I saw on defense. It didn't play with much attitude, you know, and if they did play with attitude, it wasn't the right attitude. So Bo's confidence and the fact that the guys will play for Bo and play for that staff, which they really hadn't to the degree they needed, yeah, that'll help. But I don't know. I look at those games at Oklahoma and Texas Tech, and that's where you're going. You're going into those games probably hoping that it doesn't get a little ugly. Those teams are loaded, particularly Tech on offense. Obviously, Tech doesn't have what Oklahoma has on defense, but Tech, I imagine Michael Crabtree, there will be games where he can basically name the amount of catches he wants. And you better, Nebraska, you know, I hope Nebraska's not one of them.
Well, Daddy was just hoping that Grigsby could come back and cover Crabtree this year. Guys, we have been so blessed with your presence all the time. I want one more question before we let you get out of here. Steve Sipple, Terry Douglas, Sean Callahan had to bug out a little early. So I'll ask you guys the same question. I'll start with Terry. We've been through what Husker fans would call 4 years of hell. I still remember the spring game when Bill Callahan set up there, power eye, audibled out, broke it, went to the spread, and 60-some thousand, whatever it was that day at the spring game, went nuts. Those are the same people that wanted that to happen. They're the same people that called for his head, and now they're the same people that when Bo Pelini breathes, thinks he's the son of Almighty, and, you know, I hope we do great. Did anything at all positive come out of the last 4 years of the Bill Callahan regime that can help the Husker football team in the future? Terry, I ask you first.
Well, you mentioned fans. I think that you know, the players are so young, and it's such a year-to-year thing for them, and historical things aren't as big as they are to those of us that follow the program on, you know, for several years. And so I think that maybe that's just the general attitude around the program and the expectation level. Maybe that will be helped.
Yeah.
You know, you've got people who are so excited about the Bill Callahan era. And, you know, heck, at this time last year, who didn't think Nebraska wasn't maybe on its way to a pretty good season? And how quickly things can slide. And so I think if anything, this whole process has made people see that it's not that easy. That, you know, when Frank Solich used to say there's a fine line between having a, you know, a good team and a great team and a bad team, that it really is a fine line and things can go south quickly. So maybe just the expectations and the realization that the landscape of college football really has changed some. And you're not just going to go out and go, you know, 10-2 every year just by putting on the helmet.
Sip.
Well, I hope Terry's right, and that's what I would. I hope he's right. I hope that there was. That's what I was going to say is perspective. That's probably the greatest thing that came out of those 4 years. Perspective, along with the realization that the other thing is this, that I think it's the realization that a program's identity is crucial. I thought Nebraska completely lost its identity during those 4 years and really didn't. You have to know who you are. You have to know what your strengths are as a program. And Nebraska tried, I thought they kind of tried to be something they weren't, and they really paid for it. They kind of lost their identity, and now it seems like they got that identity back, and I think that's worth a lot.
Guys, we will see you in Kansas City, and we're looking forward to it. Always appreciate your time and the extended time today to talk Husker football and the Big 12. Thanks so much for giving your time to the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in KC.
Thanks, Doug. Nice hearing you, Terry.
Yep, take care, guys. We'll see you down there.
And remember, Daddy hates Husker football. See you guys. Terry Douglas, sports editor of the Grand Island Independent, and from the Lincoln Journal Star, as always, Steve Sipple. And, of course, joining us in the first half of our roundtable discussion, Sean Callahan, Husker Sports Network, and HuskersIllustrated.com. Outstanding stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. If you missed any of it, be sure to check the podcast, which Derek has up almost immediately after the show by 12:15, 12:30, no matter what. And, of course, when we're down at Big 12, shortly after the show at 1 o'clock when it runs down, it is ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and, of course, the Courtyard, a great place to check out on these weekend summer evenings. If you're going out for lunch today, though, how about the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island? You can watch some of the British Open while it's on, catch some highlights of Major League Baseball or whatever else. There's not a bad seat in the house. If it's on, they'll get it on for you at the Chicken Coop. Lunch specials every day, Monday through Sunday. They're open every day of the week. Great food and drink specials every night, from burgers to pizza, from salads to ribs. They've got it all for you. And, of course, best wings with over a dozen different flavors. Check them out at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back with more after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Double the fun at half the price. Centura Hills Golf Club in Caro is now 18 holes, and the membership price just fell to half. The newly expanded 18 holes at Centura Hills has been a great success, and now you can join for half the price. There's even more going on with the Budweiser two-couple tournament Sunday, July 20th. To find out more, call the clubhouse at 308-485-4650. That's 308-485-4650. Double the fun at Centura Hills Golf. Now more than ever, it's worth the drive.
Seriously, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson, and Snoop Dogg all on CMT. Seriously, what the?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Hey, Doug and Daddy Show, I want to remind you, cruise night's going on in Kearney this weekend. Folks all over the place, enjoy it. And, of course, while you're sitting out in your yard or in a parking lot and you're grilling out and you're just tailgating, having a great time, keep it safe. But, of course, if you're grilling, you want to stop by Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore. You'll see T-Bone right out front. He's right there on the highway saying, come on in, because you can't buy fresher sausage, and they've got the best ground beef in town, perfect for grilling out. If you're just having some beverages and want to have some snack sticks, they've got those for you as well. It's the perfect place to stock up before that weekend at the lake, camping. If you're going on a golf trip, if you're taking a family vacation, Troutman's will vacuum pack all your steaks, sausages, bacon, so you can just throw them in your cooler. Got all the seasoning you want, and, of course, a great selection of beers and wine. Carrie and the gang do such an excellent job, folks. If you're coming in from out of town, this is the place to go. Troutman's Quality Meats. They'll get you set up. Hot brats, hot links, garlic sausage, ham and cheddar, state fair, fresh sausages. Can't buy any fresher. Across from Bob's Superstore right here on Highway 30 under T-Bone. He is right out front waiting to talk to you. We're talking Husker football. Well, just coming across the wire, Ohio University. You'll be glad about this, Peter Yazvak. Ohio University has extended football coach Frank Solich's contract through 2013. Athletic director Jim Schaus said Friday that Solich has done a good job turning around the program in 3 years. Went 6-6 last year. Of course, 2 years ago, made it to the conference championship game, Ohio's first bowl game, the GBAC Bowl, since 1968. Of course, he was gone in 2003 from Nebraska and hired in 2004 to run the Ohio football program. Let's go to the leaderboard at the British Open before we get out of here. What do you got, Derek?
Looks like Greg Norman still leading it in the clubhouse at even, back-to-back 70s. KJ Choi right now, one over, along with Camilo Villegas, Mike Weir, David Duval, Rocco Mediate, Graham McDowell, Jim Furyk, Robert Allenby, and Alexander Norman, whoever that is, all at two over for the tournament right now. So quite a cluster there from 2-1 and even par.
Scott Verplank is four under with three holes to play on the day, so that gets him to three over par. No major moves by Els or Mickelson or the crew that had problems yesterday. VJ did kind of put it together. There's another birdie for Duval. He's at one over. Are you kidding me?
Where did he come from?
Tomorrow morning, it could be Greg Norman and David Duval in the final pairing of the British Open. And thank God all that liver stuff and brain cells will be back from 15 years ago. How great would that be?
That would be fantastic. That would be vintage golf right there, vintage British Open golf.
That would be almost as good as getting some stamp curbing from Kermit. By the way, if you look at British Open and go, you know, my lawn looks like the British Open. Kermit.inc, folks. Get a hold of Matt and the guys. They will get an appointment with you, and they will put in some flower beds, maybe work on the pathway or the walkway. Get something in there for the kids, a sandbox, a playground. It'll be very beautiful. Go to the website. Check it out. Border applications from Kermit, more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Less work, people. Set an appointment with Matt today, 237-4805, Kermit.net. Great show today. Hope you enjoyed it. We will be hitting the road this weekend. Remind you, the Royals are back in action, and you'll be able to hear their games at Chicago this weekend. Then they return home to take on Detroit while we're down there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Special editions of the Doug and Daddy Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We will be live from 11 to 1 in Kansas City. Nebraska is up on Monday. We'll be talking with some of the players, and who knows the kind of guests we get. We talk to a variety of coaches, players, local and national media, and we will get you all fired up for Big 12 football 11 to 1 every single day from Kansas City, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I want to thank Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star, talking Husker football as our Big 12 preview wrapped up today on the Husker Roundtable, and Mandy Mollering and Gary Little for coming in and talking some Nebraska senior games. Don't forget to get signed up for that before next Wednesday. We'll talk to you from Kansas City. Daddy will be back. Thanks for joining us, folks, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!